USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Going to do something very dramatic on the border because people are coming into our country. The Democrats will not give us laws. They will not change laws. They want to have open borders.
President Trump speaking about immigration outside the White House. The president continues teasing a major immigration announcement.
We're going to be having a major statement on the border sometime later today or tomorrow.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has signed an abortion ban into law. The new law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected, which is usually after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Lawmakers passed the bill without an exception for rape or incest, which happens in about 1% of all abortions. And at the closing bell, the Dow gained 44 points to close at 25,170. The NASDAQ rose 20. S&P was up 6. This is USA Radio News.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is ordering an investigation into the reported obscuring of the name of the USS John McCain during President Trump's Memorial Day visit to sailors in Japan. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News the president didn't know anything about it.
He's made his conversation, or his opinion, I should say, about John McCain quite clear. But at the same time, he's not going to cover up McCain's name on the side of a battleship.
Gidley also says he doesn't know where the story originated. The latest check on the new unemployment claims shows a rise a bit last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Labor Department says about 215,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims last week, and that was up 3,000 from the week before, but right in line with what analysts had forecast. The states showing the biggest increases were Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. The biggest declines, California, Illinois, and Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Attorney General Bill Barr is speaking out after Special Counsel Robert Mueller gave his rare public statement on Wednesday, where he reiterated some of the key findings of the Mueller report, which dealt with Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The Attorney General was asked on CBS This Morning if he believes Robert Mueller could have reached a decision regarding obstruction of justice by President Trump.
I personally felt he could have reached the decision. The opinion says you cannot indict a president while he's in office. He could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity. He had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons. But when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us, as the heads of the department, to reach that decision.
Well, I mean, he seemed to suggest yesterday that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but, you know, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
A D.C. statehood bill could soon be reviewed by the House Oversight Committee. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the measure has wide support among Congress.
A record number of co-sponsors in the House and Senate are supporting the Congresswoman's efforts to get the House to vote on statehood for Washington, D.C.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.